From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, offering exhibits and programs about life and history in the Arkansas Ozarks. Located in downtown Springdale, Shiloh is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free. 750-8165 or shilohmuseum.org for more information.
Still on the Hill will perform songs from Once a River, story songs about the Beaver Lake watershed, June 28th at 7 p.m. at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale. Still on the Hill will give away 100 CDs at this free community performance on a first-come, first-served basis. More information available at stillonthehill.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, a business degree from the University of Arkansas without ever seeing Old Main or setting foot on Senior Walk. An online degree is now a reality.
And Christina Karnatz gives us an update on the updating of Cane Hill. The Washington County community is one of the oldest in the region.
First, Republican gubernatorial hopeful Asa Hutchinson isn't saying whether he'd support Arkansas's private option, but speaking to the Delta Grassroots Caucus last week, he did offer some praise.
What have we learned with the private option? 150,000 people have gained health care. It's certainly been good for our rural hospitals. They've reduced the indigent care, unreimbursed indigent care. But we've also learned some things that I've learned in the campaign trail. We have shifted charitable care to government care.
Hutchinson also says he would have to wait and see if the health care policy has created an incentive for people not to work and if costs outgrow projections. His opponent, Democrat Mike Ross, made no qualms about his stance.
Well, I've not danced around it, and I'll be very clear with you. I would have voted for it, I would have signed it, and as governor, I'll protect funding for the Medicaid expansion, the so-called private option here in Arkansas.
While Hutchinson opposes the Affordable Care Act, he says the private option has conservative principles in it. He also suggests it might be unfair to take away insurance from the working poor, while the federal law gives subsidies to those making more than them.
A public input meeting will be held in Harrison tonight regarding a potential ban on further confined animal feeding operations from being built near the Buffalo National River. Robert Cross is an emeritus professor of chemical engineering at the University of Arkansas and also the president of the Ozark Society. He says the proposed third-party rulemaking change would ban medium and large-scale swine facilities in the Buffalo River watershed. He says some small hog farms would be allowed under the proposed ban.
Depends on the size of the hogs, but if we talk about what's called large hogs, hogs over 50 pounds, it would be that hogs above 750, in other words, 750 hogs above 50 pounds, above that size and number, there could be no further hog farms in the Buffalo River watershed.
Cross says several interested parties petitioned the Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission to consider the proposed ban on CAFOs in the watershed, and public input meetings are just one step in the process for a proposed ban.
How it works is the commission has to accept the petition, which they did in this case back in April, and then there is a relatively long procedure involving public comment and this, for example, this public meeting. And then they consider it further. There will be comments from the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. It will also be reviewed by the Arkansas Legislative Council. And then finally, sometime next fall, it will be voted on by the commission whether or not it will be accepted or not.
The public input meeting begins tonight in the Duran Conference Center of the North Arkansas Community College on Main Street in Harrison. Those unable to attend the public input meeting will be able to file written comments with the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality through July 1st.
The Fort Smith Board of Directors tonight will consider approval for construction of a proposed fire training facility in the city. Mike Richards, Fort Smith Fire Chief, says the primary goal of the facility is to have a place where firefighters can conduct live fire training.
This particular building will have two levels where we can do live fire training, where we can simulate if we start at the ground level and have a fire at the ground level, or you could start at the ground level and have a fire above you in, say, for example, a second story. Or if you wanted to stage at the second story and simulate that you had a fire below you, like in the basement. You could start up high and then work your way down into a basement area. We don't have anything here in Western Arkansas that provides us the opportunity to do any live fire training.
Chief Richards says currently Fort Smith firefighters have to drive either to facilities in Lincoln or in Camden for equivalent training. Construction of the first phase of the facility, which will be built on property next to the Fort Smith Sanitation Department, will have considerable cost.
The first phase will be $1.176 million. The good thing about this is we're using some Act 833 funding that we have accumulated, that we've been saving up actually over the last 3 or 4 years, not to mention we're going to use a portion of the 1/8 cent sales tax that went to fire department operations that the citizens voted for in March of 2012. That's going to be a one-time cost. So we're going to be able to build this facility, if the board approves it, without using any money from the general fund to do this.
Chief Richards says once phase one of the project is approved by the city, construction will take about 8 months to complete.
Lane closures associated with construction of the Don Tyson Parkway and I-49 interchange in Springdale will last longer than originally anticipated because of recent rains. According to the city of Springdale, the closures of one lane each on the northbound and southbound lanes between exit 69 and 72 of the interstate were expected to end this week, but they'll now last through July 2nd. The lane closures will be only in effect from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. each day, though the shoulders will be closed and lane widths reduced during daytime hours as well.
The city of Bentonville is launching a new geographic information system, or GIS, website today. The new system is at a new URL, so users of the service will need to update their bookmarks. The new GIS site will run on all desktop and mobile internet browsers. City officials say the service is more accessible to all users.
Arkansas Tech University in Ozark is receiving national accreditation for its collision repair technology program. The accreditation was granted by the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, or ASC. That's a nonprofit organization that accredits automotive training programs and tests and certifies repair technicians. ATU Ozark offers a technical certificate in collision repair technology and an associate of applied science in general technology with an option in collision repair technology.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals record gets the professional equivalent of a do-over tonight. When the Nats host the Arkansas Travelers tonight, it will be the start of the second half of the season. The Nats ended the first half of the year last night with an 8-0 shutout of the Travelers and a 25-45 record. Tonight, they'll start the second half with a brand new 0-0 record. First pitch tonight is scheduled for 7:05.
Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Sunshine tomorrow, highs will be from the upper 80s to lower 90s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s.